And the first one is from Vermilion. That is head coach Bill DiFucci joining us on the hotline. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm very well. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, thank you very much for joining us as we look to make you a staple here on our WEOL sports programming. Hoping to catch up with you a number of times throughout the course of the season as we follow your journey now as the head coach of the Sailors. So moving into that role as head coach from assistant coach, what are you hoping to make as your first couple of goals as the head coach? How do you try and make your mark, off the rip as head coach on this program?
You know, we really started with increasing the numbers. We were really looking to get more kids out for football and really getting into those younger grades and creating an atmosphere that everybody wanted to be part of. We've been fortunate to this part. We're just under 70 football players right now, 9 through 12, and it's been a huge jump from what we're used to seeing out here. Energy level's high. The kids are buying in, and I think they're really having fun with what we're doing out here right now.
How's your relationship been with them so far over the course of the summer? Obviously, you're already familiar with the kids, and they know you. You know them, but kind of in a different role now. Have they responded well to that? And have you noticed that your relationship has to be a bit different with the guys because of your new role?
Yeah, certainly. Like I said, we've created some situations in the program now where we're doing some fun things, and we're taking time to bond with these kids and get out of the football world. And just kind of do things that puts us onto their level and have fun and then just enjoy time together.
Coach, looking at last year's graduating seniors, you lost some good ones. I know Ben Reaney, obviously, being one of the bigger names that you have to try and find a replacement for. But looking at this year's group, the cupboard certainly not bare. One of the guys that I have circled is Tyler McHale. I know, just last year he started that game against Margaretta. He had the big punt return for a touchdown. I believe that was last year, or maybe it was even the year before. But, what's he kind of bring to your program in this year's team?
I'll tell you what, he's a throwback football player. He's as tough as they come, smart about the game, fast, got great talent, great speed, great hands. He's a team leader, and he is 100% bought into the game of football and bought into what we're doing out here.
Coach, has it been a system change? Or have you changed the offense and defense, or was it just about changing the attitude over at Vermilion?
It was both. It was about changing the attitude. Initially right off the rip, and we did bring in some new bodies here. We kept some familiar faces, but I brought in some other veteran guys from other programs that have had a lot of years in the game of football to really help me bolster the coaching staff out here and really give guidance to this football program.
Good stuff.
What's the identity of a coach, Bill DiFucci, coach team?
I'm originally from Western Pennsylvania. I did graduate here from Vermilion High School, and I'd love running the football. We will run the football. We'll play good defense. We want to compete on every snap, never quit, and just keep fighting right to the end.
Coach, that Sandusky Bay Conference presents, unique challenges, I think, week in and week out with varying, levels of opponent within that conference. What do you make of the SBB this year, and how do you hope to improve within the conference?
You know, it's a phenomenal football conference. The qualifiers come out of this with state playoffs. It's a tough conference to build a program in. A lot of respect for what they do out there. It is tough football. We got variations of offenses in it, from spread to wing tee. Teams that just want to grind it out. Great football conference, and we're proud to be part of it. We're looking, to make a name for ourselves here in this now as we come in the next few years. Excuse me, to really put Vermilion back on the map when it comes to the Sandusky Bay Conference.
I was going to say, that conference really, you could be preparing for something, a polar opposite from week to week. And I saw Port Clinton last year in the playoffs, and boy, what a big physical football team they were. Huron's been able to air it out, and they're not worried about you getting better in the SBC. You better get better on your own, because they're going to bring it to you every week. I saw some non-league stuff in there, Coach. It looks like you guys, with the smaller divisions, you don't have to play the crossovers with everybody. So you've got some non-league, some Lutheran West and Columbia in there. Talk to us a little bit about that non-league schedule and what you hope that does for you.
Yeah, when we looked at that non-league schedule, of course we're going to keep that game with Fireland. That's a rival game for us. That's one we've played for years and years and years out here in Vermilion. Columbia is a solid football program. They do a great job out there. Great head coach, Jason Ward. And, Lutheran West, they had a tough squad last year. They could run the heck out of football, and We wanted to put those teams on the schedule that would challenge us and give us a measuring stick of where we're at and really where we hope to be. So it's kind of the mindset with some of those football teams that are on that schedule.
Coach, last one here for you before we let you run. Just in terms of this summer and the work that you guys have been putting in, are you where you'd like to be heading into week one? I mean, no coach ever really is, right? But, has the summer been kind of what you wanted it to be so far in terms of kids making strides and kicking this program up a notch?
Yeah, 100%. You hit it on the head when you said nobody's ever really where they want to be. Some extra strength and conditioning sessions, some volunteer sessions, and we went to some remote places, and the kids bought in, and it really built that team camaraderie that you want to have. So I'm excited about this group. They're as tight as they can be, and we're gonna make a run at this thing.
Well, we're excited to see what you can do over there, Coach. Certainly very much looking forward to seeing how one coach, Bill DiFucci, puts his own personal mark on this Vermilion Sailor program. So, Coach, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. We appreciate the time. Best of luck to you and the Sailors here in 2022.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate everything you do.
Good luck, Bill.
Bye now.
There he goes, head coach of the Vermilion Sailors, Bill DiFucci.